The system is broken, but it was made to be broken. They set you up for failure.
Parlee Massey entered the foster care system at age 2 as what she calls the third generation of chaos. Both grandma and mom were in foster care. Mom was 16 and already had a child when Massey was born, fathered by a man 26 years old and never around. Massey remembers a childhood of abuse and neglect, but as an adult came to realize that mom did the best she could with the card she was dealt.
Kids in my age bracket were more worried about, you know, small things like, oh, my birthday or, you know, getting this toy. But I was more worried about my basic needs, you know, where I was going to sleep that night. Was I going to be able to eat that night? Was my mom safe? Would I be able to live at this current foster home for 6 months, 6 days?
Foster care was meant to be short-term assistance to help vulnerable children through a family crisis. But over 12 years, Massey says she lived in more than 10 foster homes and never felt her opinion mattered.
When you are stripped from your voice, you're stripped from your rights, it really sucked. You tell me as a child that I'm a child and I need to know my place, but you don't give me any voice. You give me no room to express myself. You tell me that my emotions are not real. It almost feels like you're not human.
When the court ordered a 14-year-old Massey to again live with her mom and, at the time, 4 siblings who slept in the same bed, she decided to go it on her own. She says her faith kept her strong as she worked full-time under the table, did a lot of couch surfing, stayed in shelters, but never missed a day of school because school was her safe haven.
We were the people who were supposed to find you and take care of you and make sure you had a home.
Yeah, I guess we'll never know. But I have a law guardian, and she knew I was homeless. She knew that I was, you know, in the streets, if you will, and she never advocated on my behalf.
Lisa Noonan supervises 8 Erie County Social Services staffers who find homes for children in foster care. Each staffer has a caseload of about 30 kids.
This year has been especially hard with the pandemic. Even certified foster homes are hesitant to take kids coming into care because you just don't know. You might have an issue in your family with somebody who you don't want to get sick, and we don't know a lot about the kids when they're coming into foster care a lot of the time. Sometimes we just have a name and an age, and sometimes we know a lot more about the kids depending on the circumstance.
The pandemic has also backlogged court appearances and restricted in-person family visits, isolating some kids from protective care and lengthening their time in foster care. Since there's always a shortage of foster homes, social services contracts with other agencies, group homes, and facilities to utilize their foster beds. State law was also amended in 2017 to expand what are called kinship homes. Grandparents, older siblings, other relatives, or even family friends who are caring for the children. That said, a child from Buffalo may end up far away and siblings may have to be split up.
Luckily, somehow, you know, at the end of each day, everybody has a bed, everybody has a home. Unfortunately, the older the child gets, the more behaviors or struggles or disabilities they have, the harder it is to find a lasting long-term relationship placement for that child. So they do tend to bounce around from home to home.
Just like the kids, foster parents come from all backgrounds and can be certified in as little as 90 days, although it's an extensive process. Parents may foster one child or dozens of children over 20 years. All of them have to be comfortable navigating the many players and uncertainty in the system, and probably saying goodbye at some point. About half of all foster children reunite with their primary caregiver at least once.
Really, anybody that has love to give and room in their home is a good candidate to be a foster parent. So if we can just find some trusting, stable adults that are able to and willing to work with those kids, hopefully that placement will be that child's last.
About half of kids who age out of foster care without a forever home experience unemployment, homelessness, and prison. But in Massey's case, adversity seems to have made her stronger. Unlike grandma and mom, she graduated high school, found a way to finish college, and today works at a foster care adoption agency in Rochester and helps develop policy as a member of the State Office of Children and Family Services Youth Advisory Board.
My life wasn't perfect, but you know, I took what I could get and I made the rest work, if you will. I also recognize how, you know, it could have broken me as well.
Marion Heatherly, WBFO News.